I'm recording this narration in 2009, and if you've ever been to Prince William County, Virginia, you will be surprised at how small it was in the 1970s. From 1973 to 1977, the number of central office codes in the county did not change. It remained the same, and the grand total was 12. Yes, the entire county was served by 12 office codes. In the Occoquan Central Office, the switching train, as far as outgoing calls to the other offices is concerned, did not change between 1973 and 1977. So what I'll be showing you, as far as what offices are out there and where they appear on the switching train, will represent the way it was in 1973, even when I'm using 1977 recordings, because that did not change. What did change were the carrier systems, which I'll talk about later on. The recordings from 1977 are made from both touchtone and rotary dial coin phones. So to start off, we'll begin where we are, the Occoquan Central Office, which has three office codes. We have 491 and 494, which together serve Woodbridge and Occoquan in Prince William County. There's a third office code, 690, for the Lorton Exchange in Fairfax County. When you dial 491 and 494 from a rotary dial phone, the 49 simply drops the register sender out, and then your dial directly controls the selectors from that point on. Here is a call to a 491 supervision test. The 49 makes the register sender drop, and then the last five digits control the selectors directly. Of course, that was a 1977 recording, made from a more modern rotary dial phone. When I first came here in 1973, it was a little bit more quaint. The phones were all rotary dial. They had relays in them that would click along with supervision. It was a post-pay system, so every time a supervision test would answer, the phone would go click, and the whole receiver would get cut off, not just the mouthpiece, but the earpiece too. There were also relays in the phone which would click along with the dial turning and coming back to rest, and sometimes the dial coming to rest would make the telephone bell ring too. The mechanical gongs for coin deposits were there, but I never heard them because everything was post-pay. One neat independent thing that they did have were old-fashioned dial cards where the actual community name was on the dial card. It said WDBG-OCCO, and then the 49, which is what all the phone numbers began with. All that was pre-printed. Then the rest of the number, the last five digits, were stamped in with a stamper. Here's the old recording of the 494 supervision test. The call proceeds in exactly the same way as the last call. The 49 drops the register sender, and then you directly dial the 4 into the switching train, and of course on the first selector, 1 goes to 491 and 4 goes to 494. That was one of the better recordings from that first phone trip to Woodbridge. I assure you, some of the others are not that good. The third office code, 690, is very sparsely populated. There's almost nothing in it. Now, the 690 incoming selector is on 0 of the first selector. Here's one of the few ringing numbers in 690, dialed from a touchtone phone, which in this case goes through the same as if it had been dialed from a rotary dial phone. They could have set it up so that 690 as dialed from a rotary phone caused the register sender to drop after the second digit and allowed the subscriber to dial the last five digits directly into the switching train. They did not do it that way, however, and the reason is that from the Lorton side of this office, there are some local calls in suburban Virginia that begin with 69. So from this side of the office, where they could make 69 just drop the register sender, they still don't, just for consistency. Here's a 690 ringing number. The register sender will dial 0 plus the last 5 digits. In 1973, 690 had only 1,000 group, the ones, and even it wasn't completely built. It had a maximum of 700 numbers. Vacant levels on the 690 incoming selector go to a very cute Stromberg reorder, which we'll now get by dialing 49 to drop the register sender, 0 for the 690 incoming selector, and then a 0, which is vacant. You don't usually hear digit-absorbing selectors in a centerized step, but there is one to handle the 690 incoming. The 1, the thousands digit, of the phone number is absorbed. To hear the sound, let's dial 49 to drop the register sender, then 0 to go into the 690 incoming, and then a 1 which will make that subtle absorbing sound. Hey, there it is. You don't hear those often. Actually, the last two selector sounds are rather XY-ish, so I'll play that again. The first one is the first selector cutting into the 690 incoming. The second one is the 690 incoming absorbing. Now, if you go a little bit south on Interstate 95, which when I first came there was, I think, two lanes in each direction, the first place you'll encounter is Dale City, Virginia. The office code is 670, and it's another centerized Stromberg XY. Here's the vacant level recording reached by dialing 670-0111. The register sender dials 6 to get into the Dale City trunk, and then a 0, which is simply absorbed there. This October 73 recording is pretty clear. You can hear the register sender dialing 60, and you can tell that it's a nice resonant wire trunk to Dale City.
The number you have reached in Dale City, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a reporting.
Calling?
Whom are you calling? In October 73, that's the way the operators were answering. The reason they do that is that they are the directory assistance operators. So for some reason in October 73, they were getting right down to business and asking you whom you were calling so they could look it up for you. Directory assistance was free then. By August 1977, they went back to saying, what number are you calling? Now in October 73, not all numbers in Dale City went to a recording like that one. Many numbers went to a recording like this one. I'm dialing 670-2111.
Due to the installation of new equipment,
The number for the party you dialed has been changed. To obtain the new number, consult your directory or dial directory assistance. This is a recording. Due to the installation of new equipment, the number for the party you dialed has been changed. To obtain the new number, consult your directory or dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
You might have noticed at the end of the recording that it goes, which is the sound of a Western Electric 7A type announcement machine. That's actually the only one of those that I ever saw Continental use. The reason so many numbers had been changed was that the Dale City Central Office Zone had recently been divided in two. They broke it in half and created a new wire center in Hoadley, where they put a Stromberg ESC, which was a newfangled switch back in 1973. The Stromberg equivalent of number one ESS, more or less. We'll call into Hoadley in a few minutes. Here's another call to that same vacant number, 670-2111, in October 73, when the recording was broken down and instead there was a strange tone there. We'll get this one by dialing 49 to drop the register sender, 6 to go into the Dale City trunk, which will very obviously be a resonant wire trunk, and then I'll dial the last four digits, 2111. Apparently, at this particular point in history, the zero did not have to be dialed. Here's a 1977 call to Dale City that happened to get a nice quiet wire trunk. It's to a ringing number. I'm going to dial 49 to drop the register sender, 6 to go to Dale City, 0 to satisfy the absorbing requirement, and then the last four digits of a number I believe in the 3000 group. Now this is the office in which I got a Stromberg type busy on the 2000 group and a dial tone busy on the 1000 group. The reason for that is that there's a PBX with direct inward dialing at Potomac Hospital, which takes up the 670-1000 group. Let's get that dial tone busy now by dialing 49 to drop the register sender, 6 to go into the Dale City office, 0 to satisfy the absorbed requirement, it doesn't really go anywhere but you have to dial it, and then 1. When we dial a 1, we will go into the trunk to Potomac Hospital, and then we'll sit there and wait for the PBX to time out. Times out pretty fast, less than 10 seconds. Here's another call to the PBX. 49 to drop, 6 for Dale City, 0 to absorb, 1 to go into the hospital. Then I'll dial 2 more digits. The busy signal comes on, possibly because I'm dialing too slowly or because I dialed something invalid. On this call you have voice crosstalk on the Dale City trunk and dial pulse crosstalk on the hospital trunk. Let's call a ringing number in the PBX. Now, there's something unusual about the way they've set this up, because there's actually a register sender on the trunk from Dale City to the PBX. It repeats the last three digits of the phone number. The reason it's there has to do with the originating switching train of Dale City. You'll hear that explained when I play you the original Dale City tape later in this series. But in the meantime, let's call into the PBX. We'll start by dialing 49 to drop the register sender, then 64 Dale City. Ugh, well, this is a tea carrier trunk. Welcome to Prince William County, circa 1977, where Continental Telephone has ripped out virtually all of the good old carrier systems that I found in 1973, and, well, in this case, it's replacing wire trunks with tea carrier, and I guess we're lucky that we got wire trunks calling 670 up until this point. Anyway, this will still work. I'm going to dial a 0, which is absorbed, and then a 1, which will go into the hospital PBX. When I do, you'll notice it's hummy, because the trunk from the Dale City CO to the hospital is still a wire trunk. Now, once I'm connected to the PBX, I've got to keep dialing. I can't stop and talk to you. After I dial each digit, you're going to hear an extra little set of clicks, and that's actually the register sender repeating the digits. And we'll hear that register sender clicking after each of the last three digits of the number. Okay, here's 0 and then a 1, which goes to the hospital. Hum, see, not everything's digital, not yet. Gotta keep dialing now. Perhaps you did notice those extra ticks. Now the last two digits, it'll make some extra ticks and start ringing. Here's a call to a vacant number in the hospital PBX. I'll be dialing 49, plus 6 for Dale City, 0 which is absorbed, 1 which goes to the PBX, and then the last three digits. You'll hear a clickety-click noise after each of the last three digits, and again, that's that special register sender. I just flashed, and now the hum from the hospital trunk is gone. That probably means the trunk from Occoquan to Dale City has reset, and so I can dial 0 plus the last four digits of a regular Dale City number. Boy, those things are loud, and my tape recorder is distorting it just a little bit. So now the other half of the Dale City Exchange, recently installed, and that is the Hoadley ESC. The office code is 590. What follows is a composite illustrating how a call to this office would have sounded in 1973 if it had been dialed from a touchtone phone in Occoquan. Because this call is MF out, the register sender will wait until I dial the entire 590 number. It will then dial 98, which is where the Hoadley trunks are located, and the trunk will flash. After the flash, it'll MF the last four digits. You can hear that softly in the background. Then it drops out, and you can hear the wire trunk, and the Hoadley recording will come on.
The number you have reached in Hoadley, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directly assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Hoadley, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directly assistance. This is a recording.
Hoadley trunks from here were wire in 1973, but are T in 1977. I'm going to dial 49 to drop the register sender, 98 to get into the Hoadley trunk. You'll hear it flash with obvious T carrier noise. Now the Hoadley trunks can accept MF or dial pulse. The ESC will allow that. So I'll go ahead and dial the last four digits of a ringing number. You'll notice the typical ESC ring cadence, where the first ring is out of sync with all the rest. Amazingly, the I-95 corridor in the 1970s through Prince William County had only four office codes in it. You had 491 and 494 at the top, then Dale City 670, that's a little bit south, and then the next office down is Triangle 221, and that one office code 221 covers Triangle and Dumfries. And that's it for I-95 in Prince William County. Go further south and you get into Stafford County, which has its own office code in Stafford, 659. When Dave and I stopped in Fredericksburg, we called into Stafford locally. That is a Stromberg XY that's not senderized, but it is run by this same phone company. And by the way, the name of the phone company that built this network was the Commonwealth Telephone Company. In 1970, the Commonwealth Telephone Company was the largest small independent in Virginia. The Tidewater Telephone Company was the second largest small independent. But Continental Telephone acquired Commonwealth Telephone sometime in 1973 and began to make some changes in the network. The biggest change was the removal of all the cool old carrier systems except in one place. What follows are two calls from Triangle 221 to Quantico 640, which is the office just to the east of Triangle. This was the only place in Prince William County in 1977 that still had one of those cool old carrier systems, the kind that were extremely quiet, very subtle, and never found in the Bell system in the 1970s. Listen carefully to these two calls because this is what the carrier systems in Prince William County sounded like when I first arrived in 1973. This first call is to the Quantico intercept recording. The recording and the ring you hear after it are on the old carrier system. After that, you'll hear it change to a Dale City ring, and once that happens, an additional trunk has been added on, that is, T-carrier and resonant wire combined. But at least up until that point, you're hearing the original trunk sound. And of course, you're hearing that other stuff through the original trunk sound. It just shows you how clear it was. Try to ignore the tape dropout during the announcement. I tell you, only two phone calls, and one of them had a tape dropout occur. Cassettes. But I can't complain. Anyway.
The number you have reached in Quantico, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording. Thank you.
You calling?
Here's another call, this time to the Quantico supervision test from Triangle 221.
I don't think that supervision test is supposed to do that. What it did was to pick up and then hang up.
That's what I said in 1973, and here it is 1977, and it's still doing it. That supervision test has never worked right. But it does produce one flash, and maybe that's good enough to test trunks, so they just leave it. Anyway, let's go back to dialing from the Occoquan office, and we'll call down to Triangle. Here's a ringing number in 221. Well, the trunks are T-carrier now. They didn't used to be. When we dial 221 from here, the register sender dials 51. So let's see exactly what's going on there. I'm going to dial 49 to drop the register sender, and then a 5. This is a trunk to another office, so let's try dialing a 2. When I came here in 1973 and started exploring the switching train, I tried dialing 52, 53, 54, etc., and the only things that went anywhere were 51 and 50. It turns out that 5 goes down to the Triangle office, but the first selector that you hit doesn't have a vacant level recording. It has that reorder that you just heard. This selector determines whether you want to go to Triangle, which is in the same building, or Quantico, which is a satellite of Triangle. From here, if you dial the Quantico office code 640, the register sender converts that to 50. This is just another example of how the register sender gives them numbering flexibility, because if they didn't have register senders here, Quantico's office code would have had to be maybe 220. We can get the vacant level recording in Quantico by dialing 49 to drop the register sender here, 5 to reach the Triangle incoming selector, 0 to go to Quantico, and then a vacant 1000 group.
Quantico, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording. Thank you.
Here's a microphone-recorded call to 221 in 1973. I'll dial 49 to drop the register sender, 5 to go down to the Triangle incoming selector, 1 for 221, and then 5, which is a vacant level.
Number you have reached at Triangle, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is AV40.
commercial operator. Whom are you calling?
In listening to this tape, I can tell that it was analog carrier, not T-carrier. It just doesn't have the same distortion that T-carrier has. And actually, the trunk is very quiet. Most of the noise you're hearing there is background noise. And you know, the original recording is worse than what you just heard because I filtered something out. Here's the way it sounds unfiltered. The background noise here, unfiltered, has a very distinctive tonal quality. And it sounds almost familiar because if you've ever heard VC carrier, this is a dead ringer for it. Now, there aren't that many old-timers out there that remember this stuff, but as far as I can tell, it was manufactured by a company in Eureka, California, known as... Oh, all right, it was a vacuum cleaner in the background where I recorded the phone calls and didn't think it was going to get through that badly onto the tape. And actually, in this snippet from Calling Manassas from Woodbridge, you can actually hear the thing really being turned off. Who am I calling? AA Vacuum Supply. Why? Anyway, I guess what that says is that the old carrier systems were great, but my recordings of the old carrier systems made with a microphone, well, sucked. So, let's go on to some bad recordings of Calling the Manassas Area. The Manassas Area has 5 office codes, including the various satellites. The main office is 361 and 368, which get converted to 71 and 78, respectively. Let's actually drop the register sender and dial a 7 here. And this is the new sound of Calling Manassas from Occoquan via T-carrier. And the sad thing is that in 1973, this was really quiet. It was one of those quiet old carrier systems. So let's hang up on this and play an old recording from 1973. In my original narrations, I used the word director when I should have said register sender. It's just the wrong word, but it's in the original narration.
Now I'm going to dial a busy test in 361 using the director. 361-2299. While I'm dialing, the director will be dialing 71-2299. Exchange in Manassas is the 368 exchange, which is on 78, and I'm going to dial a call to a busy test without using the director. So I'll dial 49781199.
And now, regrettably, this being the only recording of the original Manassas ringtone as called from Occoquan, I am going to have to include this piece of tape.
I'm now going to dial a vacant level in 361, 49 to drop to the director, 7 for Manassas, 1 for 361, and 1 again, which is a vacant level.
The number you have reached in Manassas, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Operator, who are you calling?
Now, in Manassas, there's another code, 367, which is for... Hey, would you mind? Thank you. As I was saying, there's a code 367, which is in Manassas, but it's not in the Manassas office. Instead, it's over at IBM and serves their Centrex. Like everything else in this county, except for Hoadley and possibly Haymarket, it is a Stromberg XY. When you call 367 from here, the register sender dials, not surprisingly, 77.
The number you have called in IBM Manassas is not in service. For information, dial extension 1111.
That's the way it was in 1977, and they didn't cut through to the operator, you'll notice. However, here's what it did in 1973. You're not going to believe this. This was dialed by dropping the register sender, and then dialing 7 for Manassas, 7 for 367 via Manassas, and then a vacant level. Not only did it go to the main number, but it didn't go off hook. In other words, you could talk to the guy for free. And that was true for anyone who dialed a non-working number in IBM at that time. The fact that I called it in a funny way doesn't matter in this case. There are two small offices that are satellites of Manassas, Independent Hill 791 and Noakesville 594. For Independent Hill, the register sender dials 72. For Noakesville, it dials 74. In both cases, we're going through Manassas to get to the final office. Here's a call to the reorder tone in Noakesville. Here's a call to Independent Hill. It's a vacant number, and at this time in 1973, vacant numbers were being handled by operator intercept. There was a supervision flash before the operator started ringing. I happened to call this one without the register sender, so I dialed 49, 7 for Manassas, 2 for Independent Hill, and then the last four digits. Here's the 594 Noakesville intercept, circa 1977, reached by dialing 49 to drop the register sender, 7 for Manassas, 4 for Noakesville, and then a vacant level.
Dialing 594-3152.
594-4.
be a correct number. Who are you trying to reach?
Oh, I know what it is. One of the digits is off.
It's two. The three can't be after the 594.
Yeah, are all the 594 numbers begin with two?
Yeah, they do.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's the tour of the Prince William County local calling area as called from Occoquan. There is one more office code in Prince William County, and that's Haymarket 754. It covers Haymarket and Gainesville, but it's not local from here. Now, because we're in the Occoquan office, we have an extra part of the local calling area that the rest of this county doesn't have, and it's a bell system point, Springfield. The official wire center name is Engleside, which is one of those towns in Virginia that you simply cannot find on a map, though there is still some evidence that it once existed. It has three codes, 339, 455, and 781, and it's served by Crossbar 5. The calls to this area go through the Arlington Crossbar Tandem. Here's a 1973 call to a non-working number in the Springfield Crossbar 5. I have to include this because it features the classic Washington, D.C. intercept.
I'm sorry. The number you have called is not a working number. Please check the number before dialing again. This is a recording.
That call was actually a composite of two calls that I made back then. I wouldn't do such sloppy work now, but if you don't listen to the background noise, it's convincing and it's probably realistic. You don't always hear the MFs as loudly as in that example. Here's a call to Springfield, where the Occoquan MFs are lower in volume. We get an N3 type trunk to Arlington, which gets an N3 type trunk to Springfield. And you can hear both of those links going on hook during the supervision test. Here's another one like that, except it gets a busy. On this last example, we get a T-carrier trunk to Arlington, and it's one of those trunk arrangements where you can actually hear Arlington's outpulsing. So once we cut through to Arlington, you'll hear Arlington getting a flash from a 2600 controlled trunk to Springfield and MFing into it. This is a telephone in the switch room, which has a gurgly ring compared to normal phones. And finally, here's a composite demonstrating how the infamous 493 sounded from a payphone in 1973, dialed from either side of the Occoquan CO.
I'm sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and dial again? This is a recording. 7037. I'm sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and dial again? This is a recording. 7037.
And that's it for this segment. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to concentrate on the things that really did change between 1973 and 1977 in the Occoquan office. These are things like the local operator, the way toll calls were handled, and 411. And at least one of those resulted in a way to get out into the long-distance network where previously in 1973 there was no way to do it.